This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is a food surplus country and engaged in providing solutions for global food security and global nutrition security. He assured that the government is strengthening the agriculture sector with reforms and measures aimed at improving the lives of farmers. He was addressing the 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi said agriculture is the center of the government's economic policy. He said India is the largest producer of millets, milk, pulses and spices. The Prime Minister said India is promoting chemical-free natural farming. He said there is a big focus on sustainable agriculture in the Union Budget 2024-25. He said India is using digital technology in the agriculture sector. Our correspondent reports that around 1,000 delegates from nearly 75 countries are taking part in the International Conference of Agricultural Economists. In Kerala, the humanitarian assistance and disaster relief by the army is continuing in the landslide-hit areas of Wayanad district. Search operations started for the fifth day today with more than 1,300 rescuers and heavy machinery and sophisticated equipment. Rescue workers comprising the Army, NDRF and other agencies have fanned out in the affected area in their bid to look out for more bodies. Meanwhile, the government has mandated the public sector insurance companies to extend all possible support to the victims of the landslide incident so that the insurance claims can be expeditiously processed and paid. Union Finance Ministry said the documentation required for processing of claims has been relaxed comprehensively to ensure speedy dispersal of the claim amount. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued notices to Delhi Chief Secretary and Police Commissioner over reported death of 12 inmates within a month in the Delhi government-run shelter home, Asha Kiran. Taking suo motu cognizance of the media reports, the Commission has sought a detailed report within 4 weeks. The Commission has observed that the contents of the news report raise a serious issue of violations of human rights of the inmates at the reportedly overcrowded shelter home. In Assam, Tata Electronics today held the groundbreaking ceremony of its chip assembly and testing unit in Morigaon district. The event was attended by Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and Tata Sons Chairman N. Chandrasekharan. Mr. Sarma said that Assam will now be able to make world's most advanced electronic components at this semiconductor plant. He said that it is a red-letter day for the state as it is a major milestone for this region's technological and industrial development. Mr. Chandrasekharan said that the country's first semiconductor assembly and test assembly will produce 48 million chips daily for electric vehicles, mobile phones and various medical equipment. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has appealed all citizens to bolster Har Ghar Tiranga campaign movement further and participate in it with the same enthusiasm again. In a social media post, Mr. Shah asked the people to hoist the tricolour or display it in their homes between 9th to 15th of August. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Har Ghar Tiranga campaign has evolved into a national movement over the last 2 years. A two-day Akashvani Music Concert 2024 begins in New Delhi this evening. The concert is being held at Akashvani's Rang Bhavan from 5:30 p.m. onwards. Renowned artists including Pandit Rajendra Prasanna, Pandit Jaitirth Mevundi and Pandit Vishwa Mohan Bhatt will perform at the concert. In addition to Delhi, the Akashvani Music Concert is also being held in various cities including Hyderabad, Patna, Jammu, Shillong, Imphal, Cuttack, Bengaluru, Bhopal, Chennai and Ranchi on different days. At the Paris Olympics, archer Deepika Kumari has entered quarterfinals of the women's single event. Deepika demonstrated her prowess in the elimination round, securing a comfortable 6-4 victory over Dutch archer Quinty Reufen. And that is the end of this news bulletin.